What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Nigel Thompson, and here's what's happening. Part of a North Philadelphia neighborhood was partially submerged underwater for a large part of the morning after a water main break flooded the streets. KYW's Justin Udo was there.
For hours, rapids of brown water rushed down Thompson and Franklin streets, carrying with it crumbled concrete and asphalt. The water main break, which started around 7 a.m. at the corner of Perth and Thompson, filled a basement of a neighboring home with 5 feet of water and forced gas and water companies to cut power to neighboring homes. Winter Evelyn lives down the block from where the main broke. Her water was shut off as a result of that break.
I was just curious why I heard a helicopter, so I came out to look. And it's a lot of water. They had a bunch of cars here they had to tow away.
In all, around 10 cars had to be relocated, I'm told by a firefighter who adds aging infrastructure is a big reason we're seeing a water main break at this time of year. Officials say right now there is no timeline on the cleanup of the crumbled streets or broken pipe.
Trash pickup is back in Philadelphia for the first time since the District Council 33 strike, and union members have begun voting on the tentative agreement reached with the city. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Fairmont.
All this trash and recycling piled up on the curb here in the neighborhood. 2 weeks worth of food containers, packaging, pizza boxes, and some bigger items like office and lawn chairs and mattresses. A lot for sanitation workers to tackle, like a crew we saw go down 17th Street. The guy has got some waves and thank yous from residents who happen to be out. Daniel says the strike showed they just take these workers for granted.
We don't realize how much trash we're producing, how big of an issue it can become very quickly. And so, of course, it's a big service that they're providing.
Mr. Samuel, the maintenance guy for an apartment building in Fairmount, had to collect and secure so much garbage the last few weeks, so he's grateful the crews are back on the job.
Especially for the kids that be running around playing. You know, the smell is so unbearable. So right now, I thank God that they coming back out.
The sanitation workers and all the members of DC 33 have until Sunday to vote on the tentative deal at the union offices. The results will then be released a week from today.
Police in Washington Township, Gloucester County, are looking for a group of teens who stole 4 cars early Friday morning. All of the cars were stolen between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. Friday morning.
I've been the police chief here now going on 9 years. I've never seen or experienced anything like it.
Washington Township Police Chief Patrick Gersick tells NBC 10 all of the cars were unlocked, and 3 of the cars had key fobs inside. Gersick said the crimes of opportunity like the ones that took place Friday are happening more and more both locally and across the Garden State. Police were able to recover 3 of the 4 vehicles stolen, but they're still looking for the thieves.
Our suspects were wearing masks. They were wearing gloves, and they appear to be very, very young, like 13, 14, 15, 16 years old. So our group of thieves appeared to be juveniles.
According to Gersick, criminals often steal cars to commit more serious crimes. He says one of the cars stolen on Friday was used in a high-speed chase in Pensauken. Part of the New Jersey state budget recently signed by Governor Phil Murphy includes $10 million to upgrade 911 call systems. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty spoke with a county official who says they still need more.
Included in the state budget is $1.5 million for Kate May County, $947,000 for Salem County, $475,000 for Cherry Hill, and then under $100,000 for each of Camden, Gloucester, and Cumberland counties. Camden County Commissioner Jonathan Young says for years the state has raided the dedicated funding for 911 systems to plug other holes, sending just a fraction of those taxes collected to improve the systems.
So if the state would stop diverting that money, then these counties were able to enhance our public safety through 911 communications.
Young says every phone bill has a small tax that's supposed to go towards emergency call upgrades, but that's not where the money usually winds up. And while this $10 million spread across the state will help, Young says some counties need new modernized systems that could cost millions of dollars each.
That's the All Local. I'm Nigel Thompson. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.